I'd like to tell you about another podcast that you'll love. It's called Broken Record, and on this show, musicians you love talk about their life, inspiration, and craft, and then they play. I was a guest on the show recently talking with one of my heroes, Rick Rubin, about the day I met Amy Winehouse and how and when I fell in love with DJing. I also described growing up with my stepdad in Foreigner and how isolation from my studio during the pandemic made me think my days as a pop music producer might be over. Here comes a sneak peek of my interview with none other than Rick Rubin. You can find more Broken Record episodes with all your favorite artists wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me about Amy. I never got to meet her.
She was, I hate to sound corny, but she really changed my life. Like I was not popping in industry parlance. And she came to my studio in New York. And this is actually quite funny. This is literally what happened. And my friend who was at EMI Publishing was like, do you know Amy Winehouse? And I was like, yeah, I like that for her first record. She had this song, In My Bed, produced by Salaam Remy, that he reused the Made You Look beat. And I was like, yeah, she seems cool. Like, he's like, she's in New York for a day meeting with a couple of people. Like, do you want to meet with her? And I was like, sure. So she comes to my studio in, you know, downtown Mercer Street. And I met her at the door. And she was like, yeah, I'm going up to see Mark Ronson. And I was like, I'm Mark. And she's like, cool, yeah. So can you take me up to see him? And I was like, no, I'm Mark Ronson. And she was like, oh, I thought you had a long beard or something. I think in her mind, maybe the fact that like she had heard my name for longer, because maybe in England, like she just assumed I was like somebody who'd like been around for a while. But in my head, I was always like, does she think I'm Rick Rubin? Like, I have no idea. Check out a new episode every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Rob Stone, co-founder of The Fader and founder of Cornerstone Agency. What a great run we've had with the debut of season one of Fader Uncovered with our host, Mark Ronson. Mark has been an incredible host, an incredible friend to The Fader. On top of 7 Grammy wins, a Golden Globe, and an Oscar, what a prolific career as a producer. Such talent, so much ahead for him with artists he's working with now. But, you know, Mark has come on board as our host of Fader Uncovered. It's a vision we shared together, and it's something he does very naturally. And obviously with his relationships with artists has been extremely insightful in how he's spoken with these artists through the podcast. Season one, we've seen some incredible artists from Questlove to David Byrne, Rico Nasty, Haim, Erykah Badu, Kevin Parker of Tame Impala, Santi Gold, and Damon Albarn. If you haven't checked them all out yet, please download them and check them out. They're really insightful. I also want to thank DJ Premier for supplying some incredible music for the podcast. He's been a friend of ours for years. We are so excited for what Mark is going to bring for all of us in season two. If you think of what the Fader cover has meant to artists over the run of their career and at the time that we've covered them, from inflection points in careers to like very impactful moments that are very defined in their careers. You know, Mark has done an incredible job of kind of uncovering and talking through what has made that artist not just a great musician, but been impactful and what they meant to the culture, what they've meant to the future of music and how they're living their lives. So enjoy the summer and come back and join us for season two on August 23rd. We look forward to seeing you. Take them out with the Fader.